Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
We're mobile.
We're driving.
We're in the car. Well, you're driving. I'm not driving.
We have a third host. Okay, well, she's in the back eating a cookie.
Yeah, she might chime in every once in a while.
Yeah, we have Maddie's in the back.
Mad Dog Brown.
Mad Dog. We are on our way home on I-76 westbound, headed out of the city of Philadelphia.
Leaving the city.
We just left the Mom Mixer 2015.
What do you mean you're at a Mom Mixer? You guys are dance.
Yeah.
We were invited.
We were invited.
We crashed the party.
And maybe it'll be Parenting Mixer one of these days. You never know.
Or we'll start our own.
Exactly. We'll start a mixer within a mixer.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do.
Yeah.
So we were at, just came from Mom Mixer 2015 at the Franklin Institute.
It was absolutely dope.
It was fun. There were some good brands. Saw some of our fellow friend bloggers, our friends. We saw Steph Anderson, who hooked us up with Iron Hill for our tweet up a few months back.
She's going to be doing another one soon, so keep your eye out for that.
She does Confessions of a Stay-at-Home Mom. You can find her on Twitter at Real Donna Reed Steph.
Donna Reed Steph. At Donna Reed Steph.
Sorry.
There you go.
My bad.
Donna Reed Steph. And we also ran into Jeff Bogle, our good buddy at OWTK. He was there as well. Unfortunately, Bernholt could not make it this time.
He's pitching it. He was busy pitching a tent.
He's camping. I get it.
And ran into one of my coworkers, Maureen, from the Tightrope Mom, mom blogger who I work with. So we have a little in-office rivalry.
Yep.
You know, and she also writes and edits for Mommy Poppins Philadelphia. So shout out to them as well.
It was a great day today.
Yeah, it was fun. There were some pretty cool brands. We just vlogged about it.
Yep, we're doing vlogs nowadays.
We're attempting to.
Yeah.
Some of the cool brands are Hasbro.
Yep.
Bro.
Stride Rite was back again this year.
Just Play Toys.
Yep.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Jimmy
remembered us.
Yep.
From last year.
Because Jimmy's the man.
Yeah, they had some awesome toys. Actually, it was cool with, jump back to Hasbro. Clue you guys in on something. We have a little something coming from Hasbro in the not too distant future.
A little something coming up.
So we got to see some of the toys that we may be receiving to review in the not too distant future.
And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more excited to get them for myself. But
hey.
Okay, for the kids.
Don't be like that.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so shellfish.
But yeah, so they had a whole lot of great stuff. I guess you would call them transition toys, kind of making
like from
toys for real youngins, like 2 or 3 years old, that are in the same themes as toys that usually you'd get for like a 6 to 10 year old. That
like
sort of thing.
Toddler into preschool.
Right.
Preschool.
That's
age.
Pretty awesome. Just Play had a whole bunch of awesome stuff. They've got a new line coming out specifically for the new Peanuts movie.
You were geeking out about that.
I am geeking out about the Peanuts movie hard. I was not completely sold on it when the first, leaked trailer, quote unquote, came out. But I'm definitely into it now. I can't wait to go see it. They had an awesome Happy Dance Snoopy. He does his happy dance when you click his paw. And they got a lot of stuff coming out soon, including plush toys, that sort of thing. And some Doc McStuff and stuff.
Yeah, they had a vet checkup center. Last year they had the mobile dock cart truck, like a checkup truck, which... Yes, Maddie. Keep going.
Mommy.
You want Mommy? Okay, we'll be home soon, and you can see Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag I'm parenting in the car. So anyway, as we were saying.
Yep.
Yes, Maddie. You keep talking. I'm going to talk to my child.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you done with your cookie?
Thank you.
Look at that smile. You're so happy, all covered in sugar. Oh, you dropped the cookie. She dropped the cookie.
On the floor?
You're going to have to... No, in her seat.
Oh, that's fine.
You're going to have to get the vacuum cleaner out soon.
Have you seen them?
I'm just saying.
Have you seen the crumbs?
I'm just saying.
Don't. I don't need you to just say.
Man.
It's kind of fun doing this in the car.
Yeah, right?
I haven't done it in a car in a long time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sometimes I do my show in my car in the parking lot at, like, 2 a.m.
You do it in your car in the parking lot at 2 a.m.?
I do, yeah.
Filthy.
Yeah, well, you know. Hmm. It's a big car. It's a Lincoln. Plenty of space for the microphone. Right.
Hope it's got a big trunk.
It does, actually. I'm pretty happy with it. So what else is going on this week? Do we have anything else going on this week?
Well, our Ask a Dad, which we didn't fully... We announced on Facebook.
Yeah.
We are now being featured weekly.
That's right.
On the Good Man Project's Dads and Families section, which is cool. You know, we're happy about it. Hopefully it can...
We can reach out to some more people, start getting some more questions in for future segments, which is always nice.
Yes, which is cool. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't seen a lot of new views just yet, but, you know.
We'll, takes time.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're running some old episodes on there to start.
Yeah.
You know, just that we're kind of experimenting with... what time of day, you know, and what works best. So
we're dipping our toes in it.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Actually, let me give a quick shout out to our sponsor for the month.
Yes, sir.
Because this is our first October episode.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to Flat Out Flatbread. They are flat out delicious.
They sent us a big box of stuff, which is awesome. I've already started using it for breakfast burritos.
For yourself.
Because breakfast burritos are delicious. But I'm going to start using... We also got some artisan pizza crust. I'm going to start making some little pizzas for Emma.
Yeah.
Because she loves pizza.
Yeah, we're going to be working on... we got a video coming later in the month.
Yep.
We'll be working on for them some blog posts. But they are a sponsor for the podcast for the month.
Thank you, shout out to them. Yep.
I just want to swim in a pool of flatbread,
right?
Because I am the Scrooge McDuck of flatbread.
Of flatbread. Which is really weird when you think about it, but, you know.
Hey, he swims in a pool of money. I swim in a pool of flatbread.
I'm just thinking about a swimming pool full of flatbread. I don't know.
Did you say flatbread again?
I think I said flatbread. At least I didn't say fatbread.
Hey, bro, go get some flatbread.
Fried bread?
Hey, bro. Bro, that was crap, bro.
Red pepper hummus flavored Sigma Pi Alpha. Yeah.
And so if, to you guys, if you use Flat Out Flatbread to kind of give your kids some healthy snacks.
It's definitely a great healthy alternative.
If you do and you have some recipes that you use or, you know, dishes that you make with it, send it to us.
Sure.
Just tag it. Use hashtag flat out is my canvas.
There you go.
Because flat out is our canvas. So.
It's true. You gotta lay it out. Decide what you want to do with it. And then, you know.
You gotta eat it.
You gotta eat it.
Put it on your face.
Pack it full of stuff. Not all in that order.
I pack it full of sunshine. I gotta pack it. I'm sorry.
Wow. Whenever you break into song, I feel like I gotta throw up a little bit.
I mean, you do what you think you gotta do. I'm not cleaning it up in my car. You're gonna have to do it yourself.
Hey, that's fine. It seems like a pretty hose downable car. I'm not gonna promise that your car will be dry afterward, but, you know, it'll be clean.
What did you say about hose?
What? You're so bad.
Sorry.
You're so wrong.
My bad. So what else is going on? Well, we had Maddie with us.
Yep.
And I said this in our vlog, but I'll say it on the episode. We were talking to one of the vendors there, Natty,
their representative, and Ben was holding Maddie's diaper bag. I was holding Maddie.
Yeah.
And I asked if Maddie was our daughter.
Wait, we finally had one of those moments.
I mean, your wife has been saying it forever.
Right. Right.
So, you know, you said that we probably would look... probably going to look like a gay couple.
Probably, which, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No, not at all.
So I just... I thought it was funny that someone actually said it.
That it actually did happen.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're two handsome guys, you know. And, holding the baby.
So, obviously we did not have our wives with us. Sophia wasn't with us. Emma was not with us. Sarah and Sophia were at... First, they had ballet.
Mm.
And then dual eye doctor appointments.
Which can always be fun.
Yeah.
He said sarcastically.
Actually, we went to a new eye doctor. I went a few months ago.
Okay.
And it was great. Like, real, real nice, quick.
Nice.
Doesn't try to force new services down your throat like certain former eye doctors. but, so this was Sophia's first eye doctor appointment.
Cool.
So apparently she's got to go back in 6 months because she was having a little difficulty seeing out of one of her eyes. I'm not sure exactly. I just got the text that she's got to go back.
Well, I'm sure they'll be able to do something about it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, she would get glasses.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think that I was going to have a kid who needed glasses at four.
I don't know. I know Emma probably will because we both, Carissa and I, were like that.
Well, have you always... Like, have you had glasses kind of, like, from the time you were little?
Pretty much. I think I got my first pair of glasses when I was, like, 5 or 6. And then they were kind of giving me headaches, so I ditched them for a while.
Okay.
Until I was, like, 15, 16. And then I got glasses again because school. And I've had them ever since. But, yeah, so you were saying about ballet...
Yeah, so Sophia's been doing ballet for the last... Today was the fourth class?
Nice.
So, this is the first day that Sophia actually went in with... I don't want to say without a fight, but okay. She was really, really shy.
Okay.
The first class, Sarah was working, so I took both the girls with me. So Maddie's running around. Like, your parents aren't allowed in the studio.
Right.
So it's like you take him in, you walk out, but you can, you know, see through the window. But so Maddie's running around, and I'm trying to get Sophia over to class, you know, in with a teacher. And she just was, like, hiding behind my legs, like, the, you know, using you as a barrier type thing.
Right.
Which is tough. It took her, like, 10 minutes to get in. But... Eventually, once, you know, she went and started doing it, she loved it, and the teacher came out and said she did really, really well.
Nice.
Wow, someone's trying to kill people on the road in a minivan. That was terrible.
Minivan anger.
Yeah. So, I mean, she had learned a few things. My sisters both did ballet.
Okay.
So, my older sister's home, she kind of taught her some of the poses and the positions and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
So it's been cool. I was, and this is just me being selfish, I didn't really want her to do ballet.
Really?
Well, I have a reason. I sat through both of my sister's recitals my entire life.
So you're scarred.
I hated them.
You're basically mentally scarred.
Yeah. I mean, my sisters were both really good, and, you know, I was proud of them.
Right.
But I didn't really want to watch the recitals because it's like we're there for 3 hours for one dance,
right.
You know what I mean, or two, and like you can't sneak out because they can't leave until everyone's done.
Makes sense.
But you know, it's going to be like that with everything they do. I mean, am I hoping that they play some sports at some point? You know,
a little bit, yeah.
You know, play soccer or softball. Lacrosse or field hockey or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, when they're a little older, obviously. But so yeah, that's what's going on.
Nice. Right, yeah, we've been going back and forth. You know, so, yeah, should we do dance classes soon? I don't know. Well, like, what age did you start doing dance class stuff?
Well, I mean, this was the first. This is the first.
This is the first
class.
For Sophia.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's 4.5.
I know some people do young, like 2.5 through.
Yeah,
four.
The class that she's in is for ages 3 and 4.
Wow.
And I don't know if there's a class for 2-year-olds. Gymnastics, we started with Sophia while Sarah was pregnant with Maddie. So she was 2.
Okay.
I think we started that. It was in the summer, I believe, like June. So she was a little under 2.5 when we started her with gymnastics. So, you know, there's different things. Like gymnastics, they have like the parent and me class.
Right.
You know, so you're in there doing it with them.
Yeah.
So that's natural, which is nice.
Yeah, it's something I look forward to, actually.
Gymnastics was, like, getting in there and doing that stuff with her was actually, it was really, really fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And watching her learn that stuff and then practice it, strong as hell. Like, her upper body strength is ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Like,
I used to love doing little baby sit-ups with Emma. I would lay her, lengthwise down my knees.
Right.
And she would, she would arc her head back and like, hold on to my thumbs and then just pick herself up, but using my thumbs like, little baby sit-ups. It's so cute.
They are awesome.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about talking.
Okay.
How much is Emma, talking? Is she putting together sentences?
And... Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's definitely getting to that point. She actually said something funny the other day. I had her food. We were going for a drive. I forget where we were going. But, I had her food up front with me. I had her little bowl of food out and her sippy on the center console.
Okay.
And she was pointing and making noises like food, right? So I try handing her the sippy because that's usually what she wants, and she said, "No, not that. Food." So I'm like, "Oh, well, excuse me, my bad, princess." You know, but yeah, it's cool. She's been doing great with learning new words. She's been doing great with telling us her age, although if we have somebody try to ask her other than us, she just clams up. She doesn't want to say it. Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe she'll say, "Emma, how old are you?" She said, 2. And she'll usually hold up just one finger because she hasn't figured out the motor skills to hold up her 2 fingers yet.
It's not so easy. I mean, I can't even do it. You know what I mean?
Fingers.
Yeah. Maddie's sentences are just like every day. It's just like more and more and more. It's like, I mean, you guys could probably hear in the back. She's like, "I want mommy."
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, she's like, "That. That's a truck." Which it's like, if there's a bus, if there's a truck, it doesn't matter. If it's a big vehicle, it's a truck.
Right.
Sees motorcycles. Oh, look, a cycle.
Oh wow.
Which, yeah. I mean, she knows what she wants. There's still some things that I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't know what she's trying to say.
Right. Yeah.
Like, when we were sitting in the parking lot, sitting in the car waiting for you to meet us, before we headed down, there were 2 balloons sitting in the tree, which I didn't see them. I'm like, looking around, I don't know what you're saying. It sounded like she was saying spoon.
Oh,
I was like, what's spoon? And then I look, and I, like, after like 10 minutes, I look and I was like, oh, you're saying balloon. You want the balloons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, Emma does a lot of, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we describe stuff to her and everything like that. But one of her favorite phrases for some reason is, she'll say somebody's name, like she'll say mommy or pop-up or nana. And then she'll say the word die right after it. And we're not sure exactly what she means. Obviously she doesn't mean, is this person dead?
Right.
But she said, you know, like, mommy die? Right. And whatever she means, you know, I'll answer her back. I'll say, no, mommy's at work. So now her whole phrase book has become, Mommy die? No, mommy work. Or pop-up die? No, pop-up work. You know, that sort of thing.
Interesting.
So, so yeah, they're really catching on. It's getting, you know, getting a little crazy with the language skills. Over
yeah, here. They get old too quickly.
Right?
Too big too quickly. You know, eventually they'll be four, and they'll be acting like Sophia X, crying and whining whenever they don't get what they want, which is my life.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Oh, you're saying that's what I do?
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'm starting to get sick of it.
Come on, that's not true. I just wanted coffee.
Well, we're going to keep the episode short today. We've done
a couple miles.
20 minutes, so we got a little bit left.
A couple miles. Gas prices are dropping.
Which is nice.
211.
Wow, 211.
That's speedway.
I have to get a... what is it called?
Car?
No. Gosh. My car takes a super.
Oh, nice.
Super. So having the gas prices go down on that has been really helpful. Look, 267 over there. It's crazy because on super because it's usually like $3.
Right.
But yeah, it's nice. I spent, in the past couple of times I've had to fill up, it's been left less than $50 each time, which is great.
That is.
Makes me awesome. Really happy.
Mine's like $25 usually these days. But we just passed a restaurant, the Poorhouse.
Right.
Which I was talking to Bogle about it. While we were at Mom Mixer.
Yeah, it's a really nice place.
And he told me about, they have these short rib cheese fries.
Oh.
So they've got, it's obviously fries with cheese, and then like pulled short rib on top of it in this sauce. And he's like, and they also give you a complimentary copay for your doctor. He's like, all this talking about, he's like, I haven't been there in a while. I want to go there for dinner tonight.
Right.
Which, actually, I kind of want to as well, but I'm not going to. That place is awesome. Just tell me about a burger. It's like their deluxe burger. It has this, like, bacon marmalade.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Sounded amazing.
That does sound amazing. Now I'm thinking about the next date night we have.
Come, there's a lot of good places down here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hike for you guys.
Yeah, a little bit, but we don't mind the drive, really.
We could double date.
Yeah, sure. We've never done that. We haven't done that yet.
Well, we hung out once.
Once, yeah.
Isn't that... That's bad. We've only ever hung out with us and our wives one time in 2 years.
And that was before we did the pie.
It was the night before.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And that was when we were neighbors.
And we got pizza and stuff like that. Yeah.
We did. We got, what did we get? Did we get Ice House? Or did we get... No, we got, we got Tornettas.
Yeah, Tornettas.
I miss Tornettas.
Oh, dude. A little jumpy on those brakes. I'm starting to feel sick. Damn.
It's not my fault.
Oh, okay. All right, look.
I actually never was taught how to drive.
This
is my first time operating a motor vehicle.
Just figuring it out.
I don't even have my license.
Well, you know what? For figuring out as you go along, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also 15 years old.
Yeah, obviously.
So, I mean,
all the zits on your face just kind of gave it away.
It's because I use a burger to wash my face.
A burger? Use a burger to wash your face? That's interesting. I mean, more power to you.
Actually, I got something
that works for you.
I got that from this week's episode of Answering Stuff from Chugalipo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, is it okay to wash your face with a cheeseburger? And she was like, no. No.
Hey, lots of people are into lots of different things. It is what it is.
She talked about a taint. I was like, a taint burger with cheese.
Taint burger with cheese.
I mean, that's typically the Fremunda. Like, that's the Fremunda cheese.
Yeah, Fremunda cheese.
But, I mean, that's not a burger I want to try.
Now I'm not so big on going to the Poorhouse for burgers.
Well, I don't
think... All of a sudden, no appetite.
I don't think they have a taint burger with Fremunda.
I would imagine so, because, I mean, they got a pretty diverse menu.
Yeah, that would be an interesting choice. And Ergo being jumpy on the brakes again.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, God.
And Maddie has passed out again. That girl is just...
Dude, she is a wreck today. Look at her. Oh, my God.
She only naps once a day. And she slept, what, the 45 minutes the way down. And she's been asleep for, I guess, the last 15 minutes.
Damn.
She probably wake up when we get home. When I, you know,
we're not going to she's got a busy lifestyle, man.
On the go.
Yeah.
Weird. She's an on-the-go girl. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. All right, well, I think that's a good one to sign off with.
Because we are on-the-go guys.
Yep.
Meaning you have to get in your car.
Yeah, I do. Oh, my God. I'm going to puke all over the inside of your car before I get out.
Put a window down.
Nah,
I mean,
nah, I'm not even going
to. Put a window down.
I'm going to make sure I hit the side of your car. Sweet. And then it's going to go into your wheel and just...
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait. So,
yeah, right?
That'll do it. Follow us. Twitter, at PBDadCast. Instagram, at PBDadCast. Facebook.
All the good stuff.
.com/BombBallsDadCast.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. We're YouTubing a lot more lately.
So, the vlog, I may get the vlog up on Sunday.
Nice.
I may edit today if I have a chance.
Yeah, if you...
Won't
I mean,
take
she's...
long.
Well, oh, I gotta get her snore into the back. Hold on. Oh, my God. She's so cute. She's drooling all over herself, too.
Yeah, that's what she does.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, so youtube.com/popmallsdadcast. So,
yeah.
Check it out. My face is stuck on an umbrella.
Oh, good job. All right, well, we'll see you guys next week, then.
So long.
Take it easy.